sound of your favourite tunes with Kickers two-way speakers, now only $97. Autobahn.
Percentage off regular ticketed price. Conditions apply.
You know, harking back to the discussion we had, various discussions on this tragedy out south of Edmonton on the highway there, there was extensive coverage in yesterday's Cairns Post. There was also a headline across pages 4 and 5 under the words, "Tragic Timeline, Fatal and Serious Crashes Between Edmonton and Gordon Vale." And, you know, it went back, what, 18 years, incredible number of fatalities out there. And in an adjacent article, it reads here that works to duplicate the section of the highway between Edmonton and Gordon Vale began in July, part of the $481 million Stage 3 of the Southern Access Corridor. Main Roads, according to Main Roads, the strip's the busiest two-lane section of the highway between Cairns and Brisbane, with a shocking road safety record. The project due to be completed mid-2023. It's still got a fair way to go. The crash on Tuesday was just north of the Sikh Temple and the Wrights Creek Bridge, which was the subject of a $12 million widening upgrade in 2012 after being labelled a road safety black spot. I won't go on with that. That just fundamentally gives you a bit of the background of what we're going to discuss now, because over a period of time, Brett Moller's been contributing to discussions on what needs to happen out there with that stretch of road. He's the Division 1 councillor. Hello, Brett.
Good morning, John, and good morning, listeners.
Firstly, your thoughts on what happened a couple of days back.
Look, just another tragedy on our roads between Gordon Vale and Cairns. So my heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of the lady that passed away. It's just all too sad, John, and unfortunately the statistics show that, you know, this upgrade and the duplication of the highway, apart from the efficiency of traffic, is all about safety. We've just had far too many fatalities. Now, it's quite stunning, amazing and disappointing that it's this particular part of the road. And it's around the Sikh Temple, just north of Wrights Creek, to the south of Wrights Creek. There's slight bends, both north and south. You know, some time ago, there was the upgrade to the bridge. It was a very dangerous bridge, single lane either side. That was widened, but there's a slight bend to the left around the Sikh Temple as you're heading south, and then on the southern side of the bridge to the right. Now, as I said, the statistics are appalling. I do recall, I think about 2010, 2011, the Edmonton Traders Association and the Gordon Vale Chamber, working with our federal member for that part, Bob Catter, we were looking for an alternate route to be planned for an access between Gordon Vale and Cairns, simply because of the amount of deaths on that part of the road. So this upgrade is very much welcomed. We don't want any more tragedies there, and certainly the duplication will assist in that regard.
From what you just said, it doesn't seem to have been this accident. I mean, it doesn't seem to have been the result of any fault in the road alignment.
No, well, again, for various factors, and if you have a look at the different accidents, you know, the causation, even with this one, it's just not clear how the lady ended up on the wrong side of the road. Look, I was involved in a court case some years ago involving a fatality there, and I remember when we did the research on the statistics at the particular location that we were dealing with that very day, there was a previous accident at the same site. So that's sort of unheard of. We were saying, well, and then of course, as the Cairns Post indicated in the article yesterday, when we did further research on this stretch of road, it's just notorious. So, we need it fixed. It's been called for a long period of time now. We certainly don't want any more loss of life between now and when we get this duplication completed.
Yeah. Now, how long's it got to go? What, another 3 years or something, is it?
Yeah, it's due to be completed in 2023. Mm. In my discussions with the contractor, they would, you know, they're going gangbusters out there. They would actually like to try and finish earlier than what's been budgeted for, so towards the end of 2022. But certainly, the time frame in the project is 2023. Yeah. So it's quite a stretch, and you know, it's also requires the realignment of the rail line. So it's a massive project.
We had some discussions on this particular tragedy on the program yesterday, and gee, it was amazing. Some of the, I suppose you'd say, common sense contributions, but once again, and I had a call from a former police officer called Steve out at Red Lynch, and he just emphasised so effectively, look, we've all got to fundamentally focus so intently. You don't just take for granted getting in, closing the door, starting up and getting out on the road. You've virtually got to really kick yourself into gear so that you're focusing intently on the job of getting from A to B safely. And it was a very good point. You tend to just get in the car if you're not careful and you've got other things on your mind, and you just might be one of those people that for whatever reason gets distracted, and then you've got this horrendous thing that can happen and destroy lives, destroy families, I suppose, in the, when you consider the misery that's delivered upon that family of the victim.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, John, a year or so ago, I read an article in the RACQ magazine exactly along those lines, that if you, you know, if you jump in your car and you're heading to an appointment, you're running late, or you've got meetings and you're thinking about different things, if you have a cluttered mind, this actually causes a distraction in your manner of driving. Yeah. So I've made a conscious decision to just try and calm myself with my schedule. You know, when I do get in the car, I remember this article, and I make a conscious effort just to try and calm myself somewhat to focus. So I think that's a great message from that former policeman. Yeah. And I just invite everyone, you know, you don't realise, you know, as you say, you get in the car, you're thinking about other things, and sometimes you're driving and you can't remember crossing a bridge that you cross every day.
Exactly.
You know, and you think, oh, I'm here. What have I been thinking about?
Yes,
you know?
That's a very good point. Excellent point. Good on you. Appreciate this today. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
He's the Division 1 Councillor, Brett Moller, with the time now.